Hello there, tech-savvy individuals. You're joining your favorite dynamic duo, and I'm the go-to expert in all things tech.
And I'm your inquisitive tech voyager. Hold on tight, everyone, because we're about to plunge into the latest sizzling hot tech updates. Tech news is rather like a fine cup of coffee, wouldn't you agree?
Haha, spot on. The fresher, the better, and we've got some absolutely fresh news for you today.
Absolutely spot on. So, what's the first tantalizing tech tidbit you've got for us?
Ah, it appears that Chinese universities and research institutes have been engaging in a rather sophisticated game of high-tech cat and mouse. Would you believe it? They've successfully circumvented U.S. export restrictions to acquire some cutting-edge NVIDIA AI chips.
Goodness me, what a riveting game of high-stakes tech chess. But wait, there's more. Our chums at Microsoft are causing quite a stir with their spanking new compact AI model, the Phi 3 Mini. Word on the street is, it's petite enough to snugly fit into your smartphone.
Just picture it, the might of AI right at your fingertips. But brace yourselves, because Microsoft isn't the sole disruptor in town. Perplexity AI is now valued at a staggering $1 billion and is revving up for a significant funding round.
Indeed, they mean business. And for all you creative souls out there, Adobe Photoshop has unveiled a nifty tool that conjures up images from your written prompts. So, if your artistic talents are a tad shaky, fear not, Adobe has your back.
And last but certainly not least, SoftBank is causing quite a stir with a staggering $960 million investment in computing infrastructure and generative AI development. SoftBank is certainly not pulling any punches.
Absolutely. So, ladies and gents, fasten your seatbelts. We're about to dive deeper into these tales and unravel what they signify for you in the realm of technology. Don't wander off. We'll be right back after a brief intermission. Let's geek out.
Of course. Remember our discussions about the U.S. export restrictions?
Absolutely spot on. It's akin to a high-stakes game of chess, only with technology instead of pawns. And speaking of technology, were you aware that AI chips are the brains behind the majority of our smart devices?
Quite the astute observation. And here's an intriguing twist. It seems that certain Chinese universities and research institutes have managed to acquire NVIDIA's cutting-edge AI chips, despite the imposed restrictions.
Goodness gracious, how on earth did they pull that off?
According to Reuters, they managed to acquire them through resellers. These chips were ingeniously embedded in server products from suppliers such as Supermicro Computer, Dell, and Gigabyte Technology.
Ah, the age-old hide-the-chip-in-the-server ruse. Quite the classic maneuver, I must say. But I do ponder whether these obscure Chinese vendors had amassed their stockpiles prior to the imposition of the stricter chip export regulations.
That's a rather intriguing conundrum, isn't it? NVIDIA insists that the chips were exported prior to the imposition of restrictions. However, experts posit that there's a possibility they may have found their way to China through rather opaque supply chains. Quite the enigma, I must say.
Quite the riveting tech thriller, isn't it? But one can't help but wonder, what's the rationale behind these restrictions?
Absolutely splendid question. The restrictions imposed by the Commerce Department are aimed at thwarting Beijing's efforts to obtain advanced semiconductors and develop cutting-edge AI, particularly for military applications. Quite the strategic move, wouldn't you agree?
Indeed, it's not merely a matter of commerce, but a question of national security as well, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. In order to adhere to export control regulations, Intel is set to unveil two AI chips with reduced capabilities specifically tailored for the Chinese market later this year.
So it's akin to offering them a light version of the chips. Quite intriguing, wouldn't you say? But what are your thoughts on this matter? Is it justifiable to impose restrictions on technology, or should it be readily accessible to all? We eagerly await your comments.
Quite the intriguing situation, isn't it? And do remember, we value your opinion, so please do share your thoughts with us. Brace yourself. Enough about AI chips, my dear fellow. Let's pivot to something rather intriguing. Have you caught wind of Microsoft's latest foray into the realm of AI? It's as if they've managed to condense a supercomputer into a dainty pocket-sized contraption.
Ah, the Phi 3 Mini, I presume? Indeed, I've been privy to some intriguing murmurs about it. It's quite the petite powerhouse, wouldn't you agree? A diminutive yet formidable AI model that can seamlessly operate on our smartphones.
Absolutely splendid. It's akin to having a miniature supercomputer right in your pocket. And would you believe it? This little marvel can rival the capabilities of larger language models such as GPT 3.5. It's like witnessing David take on Goliath in the realm of AI.
Quite the astute observation, old chap. And it's not just Microsoft, is it? Google and Meta are also in the fray with their own diminutive models. It's akin to a battle of miniaturization out there, wouldn't you agree?
Indeed, Google has recently unveiled Gemma 2B and 7B, while Meta has introduced Llama 3 8B. These are all compact AI models specifically crafted to operate seamlessly on your smartphones, my dear friends.
It's quite intriguing how these compact language models could provide a competitive advantage to these tech behemoths by enabling localized AI on our devices. It's akin to giving our smartphones a turbo boost. And on the topic of turbocharging, were you aware that Gartner has projected the shipment of 240 million Gen AI smartphones this year? That's a staggering 22% of both basic and premium phones.
Quite the plethora of AI-powered phones. And the projection is set to ascend to 32% by 2025. It's akin to residing in a futuristic cinematic masterpiece. Yet, it's not solely about the statistics. It's about the transformative potential of these advancements. Envision the boundless possibilities.
Absolutely splendid. It's an exhilarating era we find ourselves in. And my dear friends, allow me to elucidate. When we refer to parameters, we are delving into the very essence that defines these remarkable AI models. The greater the number of parameters, the more intricate the model becomes. Therefore, when we extol the Phi-3 Mini's 3.8 billion parameters, it's akin to attributing to it the cognitive prowess of a model 10 times its physical magnitude.
Quite the elucidation, my dear friends. And when we speak of Gen AI smartphones, we are referring to the forthcoming generation of smartphones empowered by AI. Brace yourselves for a future where your phone isn't merely intelligent, but exceptionally astute.
Absolutely delightful and quite entertaining, wouldn't you say? It's akin to having a personal valet, a state-of-the-art entertainment system, and a supercomputer all compacted into a single device. Now, isn't that something to eagerly anticipate?
Shall we divert our attention momentarily from our Gen AI smartphone discourse? Have you been privy to the latest rumblings in the AI funding arena? It appears that Perplexity AI is causing quite a stir.
Absolutely fascinating. I've been closely monitoring their progress. They've recently secured a staggering $62.7 million at a valuation of $1 billion. And would you believe it? They're not content with that achievement. They're setting their sights on an additional $250 million at a valuation of up to $3 billion, as reported by TechCrunch.
Quite the impressive figures, I must say. And for our esteemed listeners who may not be acquainted with TechCrunch, it happens to be a prominent technology media platform. Now, what do you reckon is their secret ingredient?
They've curated quite the distinctive search experience, haven't they? Powered by third-party large language models, it's akin to conversing with a knowledgeable chatbot. One can pose natural language queries and receive AI-summarized responses complete with citations. Rather fascinating, wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely splendid. It's akin to having your very own personal AI valet. Now, pray tell, who is the formidable force behind this remarkable venture?
The recent funding round of $62.7 million was spearheaded by none other than Daniel Gross, with notable contributions from NVIDIA, IVP, NEA, Jeff Bezos, and Gary Tan. They're currently in discussions to secure an additional $250 million in a substantial funding round, potentially elevating their valuation by a staggering 150%. It seems that NEA and IVP are also keen to partake in this new round of funding. Quite the enthralling development, wouldn't you agree?
Quite the impressive roster of investors, wouldn't you say? And if memory serves me right, IVP did indeed participate in Perplexity's previous funding round, adding to the intrigue of their continued involvement.
Absolutely spot on. IVP took the helm in Perplexity's $73.6 million round back in January, bestowing a valuation of $520 million upon the burgeoning startup. Quite the impressive feat, wouldn't you agree?
And what's this I hear about a diminutive AI contraption that fits snugly in one's pocket?
That's Rabbit's R1, the universal app controller. Powered by Perplexity's expansive language model, it delivers top-notch search results. And have you heard? They've just unveiled the Perplexity Enterprise Pro, a sophisticated business edition of their service, priced at $40 per month per seat or $400 annually. Quite the intriguing development, wouldn't you agree?
Perplexity AI is certainly a company worth keeping an eye on. Thank you for the insightful update. And to our esteemed listeners, do stay tuned for more captivating developments in the ever-evolving realm of AI. Our seer? Splendid! Let's pivot for a moment, shall we, As our esteemed tech aficionado, I'm quite certain you're abreast of the latest marvel from Adobe Photoshop. Do tell, have you caught wind of their newest innovation?
Indeed, the Generate Image tool is the topic at hand, isn't it? I've been keeping a close eye on it. It's quite revolutionary, isn't it? Picture having a blank canvas and a wand that magically transforms your words into captivating images.
Absolutely astounding. But Adobe didn't cease there, did they? They've seamlessly integrated additional AI features, haven't they?
Absolutely splendid, my dear. Adobe has unveiled an array of new AI features. It's akin to having a portable photo studio at your fingertips. One can effortlessly swap backgrounds, emulate styles from reference images, and even seamlessly remove individuals from photographs. Quite the remarkable innovation, wouldn't you agree?
That's quite a technological leap, and all these tools are driven by Adobe's latest AI model, Firefly Image 3, am I correct?
Absolutely, my dear. And it's not merely about the new features. Firefly Image 3 generates higher quality images and possesses a superior comprehension of prompts. Adobe even provides a complimentary online demonstration. It's akin to a tantalizing glimpse into the future of image manipulation.
Incredible, my dear chap. Adobe is truly democratizing professional photo editing. I'm simply thrilled to see what they'll innovate next. And to our esteemed listeners, if you have any queries about Adobe's new features, do feel free to drop us a line. We'd be absolutely delighted to hear from you.
Quite right, my dear friends. As the esteemed Albert Einstein once so wisely remarked, imagination is more important than knowledge. Let us continue to foster our imagination and creativity, utilizing these marvelous tools at our disposal.
Amidst all this technological jargon and cryptocurrency chatter, I couldn't help but take notice of SoftBank's recent move. They're set to invest a staggering $960 million in upgrading their computing infrastructure and delving into the realm of generative AI. Quite the Odysseus endeavor, wouldn't you agree?
That's an impressive sum of zeros, my dear Phoebe. And indeed, as per Nikki, a highly reliable source, this substantial two-year investment has the potential to elevate SoftBank to the forefront of national computing power in Japan. It's as if they're striving to reign as the monarch of the tech jungle.
Absolutely splendid, my dear. And they're not halting their endeavors there. They're in the process of procuring GPUs from NVIDIA to craft a world-class Japanese language AI model. Furthermore, they intend to extend these chips to their esteemed corporate clientele. It's akin to the inauguration of a tech emporium, wouldn't you agree?
Quite the astute observation, my dear. To put it into perspective for our esteemed listeners, this substantial investment far surpasses the $130 million SoftBank allocated to computing infrastructure just last year. It's akin to transitioning from purchasing a mere car to acquiring a full-fledged spaceship. Ah, but SoftBank isn't the sole mover and shaker in this grand technological tango. OpenAI has just unveiled its inaugural Tokyo office a mere week ago. They're graciously offering local enterprises early access to a bespoke GPT-4 model tailored specifically for the Japanese market. It's akin to a veritable invasion of cutting-edge technology, wouldn't you say?
Quite the astute observation, my dear. And let's not overlook Microsoft's grand plans. They're set to invest a staggering $2.9 billion to bolster their cloud and AI infrastructure in Japan by 2025. This marks their most substantial investment in the country yet. It's akin to a veritable tech gold rush, wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely, my dear. It's an enthralling era to be immersed in the world of technology. And for our esteemed listeners who may be curious, generative AI is a form of artificial intelligence that has the remarkable ability to produce fresh content, such as text or images, grounded in the data on which it has been trained. And GPUs, or graphics processing units, are indispensable for AI advancement as they possess the capability to swiftly process vast quantities of data.
Marvelous elucidation, my dear chap. It's always a pleasure to glean insights from your erudite musings. Now let's observe who emerges as the victor in this enthralling tech gold rush.